What does it mean to you to be going to the Olympics?
It's obviously a dream come true, because it's obviously every kid's dream, especially a sports person's dream, to represent their country in the Olympics. So it's a pinnacle of most sports anyway.
And getting the certificate today and being handed this Team GB kit as well, how important landmarks are they on that road?
Oh, they're massive. It's obviously a stepping stone to the big event, the Olympic Games, and I just got to enjoy this moment and take everything in.
Just talk us through the cycle and how you qualified then.
Well, I've only gone to the GB last year, so I've only been here for a year. But I went to the qualifiers in Turkey where I qualified. Had four hard fights and everyone was grueling, and it just meant so much to me when I qualified. And when I qualified, it was just like, oh, I couldn't believe it. Like, it was, fell on top of the world.
There's no free passes into Olympic boxing, is it? You have to be very, very good.
Especially now, like, I think in 2012, they were just giving some, like, spaces, but now every boxer who's going to be there has qualified and earned their position to be there, so it's a big honour, like, just getting there.
And 12 of you going in total as well, you're a big team. What can you achieve out there?
I think everyone's capable of a medal. No reason why we shouldn't be. We're all the best out there, training as hard as we can and be in the best possible shape, and I don't see why there's no reason why we should be bringing back 12 medals.
Take us back to the beginning. How did you start? Who inspired you?
Well, I went to the gym with my brother one day because he was a young kid. He was only 6 and I was a few years older, so I just went down with him and just went to the gym, and I enjoyed it and I just stuck at it. Watched Amir Khan the Olympics, winning a silver medal at 17. Thinking, bloody hell, he's achieving something in his life. I wouldn't mind doing the same as well. And ever since then, I just never looked back and just stuck at the sport.
And there's a big picture of the other Muhammad Ali looking down at us here in the English Institute of Sport in Sheffield. Obviously, we've lost Muhammad Ali recently. How much do you go back and look at his fights, read about him, get inspired by the man he was, the Olympic gold medalist he was?
Well, he was obviously one of the greatest sports boxers of all time and sports persons. Like, I don't think there was anybody bigger or better than him. And just stood up for what he believed for and put the hard work in, went in the gym where it counted. And that's what we all have got to do here if you want to get to that position where he was.
And you've got your opportunity, your moment to join him and the others that are here in the English Institute of Sport, being part of boxing history now.
Yeah, hopefully my picture can be up on one of them walls as well with a gold medal, and it'd be amazing.